Today's daf is Brachis daf Yud Aleph, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. Va'amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Today's daf is being learned as a zchus refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Dov ben Shlomo Hakoyen. So daf Yud Amid Beis ended with the story of the Isha Hashunamis. And the last thing that the Gemara brought was a drasha that Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Kol ha-me'oreach Talmud Chacham b'toich beisoy. If someone hosts a Talmud Chacham in his house, u'mehaneu menechasov, and he gives the Talmud Chacham benefit from his possessions, mala olav akosov, ki'ilu makriv t'midim. It's as if the host brought the carbon tamid. How do you know that? Because the Isha Hashunamis hosted Elisha, and she said, oiver aleinu tamid. The word tamid as a reference to the carbon tamid. Either way, we mentioned something that Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara now is going to bring other things that Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Shum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Hayamid Adam b'makim kevaya v'yisbal. A person shouldn't stand on a tall platform while he davens. Ela b'makim namuch v'yisbal. Rather, he should be in a low place when he davens. Shenemar, because the pasuk says mimamakim kirosicha Hashem. Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Shira Malois, Mima Makim, Kirosicha Hashem, and David HaMelech said, I called out from the depths. So you see from there that you're not supposed to be on a platform, on a Makim Gevaya, but rather you should be in a Makim Namach. Tanya Rami Hochel, Yamad Adam Leal Gabi Kis, a person shouldn't stand on a chair, Vileal Gabi Shrafraf, or on a stool, Vileba Makim Gevaya, or any other tall place for that matter, Viesbalo, Elaba Makim Namach Viesbalo. When a person davens, he should be in a Makim Namach, Lafisha in Gavus Lefnea Makim. And the reason is because it's an idea of Gaiva. It sounds like you feel that you belong on a pedestal. When you're talking to Hashem, there are no pedestals. There's another pasuk that says, Tfila la'ani ki yatoif. Then when a person davens, he should wrap himself like he's an ani. He should be in a humble state, not in a state of gaifav. Om Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin, Mishum Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, Hamispalot Tzorech Shiechavenes Raglo. Somebody davens Shmoyne Esrei, his feet are supposed to be together. We all know this halacha. Shenemar viragleyem regel yishara. It's referring to the malachim, that their feet are together, regel yishara. So we're supposed to put our feet together so we'll look like the malach that's regel yishara. Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. Mein dechsev, loy soichlu al adam. Again, another halacha that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. What does the pasuk mean when it says loy soichlu al adam? So the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin brings many, many, many drushes that we learn from this pasuk of loy soichlu al adam. In fact, it's the quintessential lav shebeklolos. In the halachas of Malkus, there's a concept that if you have a loy sasei in the Torah from where you learn many halachas, it's known as a lav shebeklolos. According to some shitas, there's no malchus on a lav shebeklolos. Either way, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, in the name Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, darshan from this pasuk, lo soichlu al adam, lo soichlu, thou shalt not eat, koidim shetispalalu al dimchem. Before you daven for your dam, for your blood, for your nefesh, meaning before you daven, you shouldn't eat. Am Rabbi Yisak, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, again, Mishum, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. If somebody does eat or drink and then daven, all of Akasav Omer, V'oisi hishlachta achrei gavecha, al tikri gavecha elogeyecha. What does that mean? Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'achashin isgozeh. Oh, first, he had to take care of his gaiva and kibil all of Malchus Shamayim. That's not a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. Either way, so we conclude some of the Agadah to Gemara, and the Gemara is now going to turn its attention to some more halachas that relate to the halachas of Krishma, which is the backdrop of all the sugyas in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. So in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, me'emosai koirin es hashma b'shachris. So the tchilazman, Misha Yaakov ben Tchelos Lelovon, that was the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer said ben Tchelos Lekarsi. What about the Soifzman? So Rabbi Eliezer said the Soifzman Kriyashman Shal Shachris is Netzachama. So the latest that you could say Krishma in the morning is Vasikin. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua said at Shalosh Shoyes. No, you have 3 hours into the day. Shekein Derech Melochim Lamoid B'Shalosh Shoyes. Says the Gemara. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? I'm Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Halach is Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Mishnah said, Akoyim Mekan Veilach. What if somebody wants to say Krishma after the Zman Krishma? Can he? So the Mishnah says he could, meaning Lo Yifsid. It's not a bad thing, and the reason is because at the end of the day, Krishma is not a bracha. So if you're not obligated to make a bracha, you can't make the bracha. It's a bracha of atala. If a person's not obligated to say Krishma, he could still say Krishma because Krishma are psukim in the Torah. So being that they're psukim in the Torah, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to say it. So says the Mishnah, even though you're not going to be yoytze the mitzvah of Krishma, but akoyr mikan ve'elach lehifsin. It's not like a bracha, for example, where you wouldn't be able to say it because you're not worse than an meaning, if you're going to say Krishma after Zman Krishma, you can't make the Berchas Krishma because the bracha is a bracha of Atol. Krishma is Kaira B'Toyra. But to make a bracha, when you're not obligated to make a bracha, that's not something you're allowed to do. Freit the Gemara, Meisri, Akari Mekam De'elach, Loi Hifsid Ka'adam, Shehu Kaira B'Toyra, Avu Mevarech, Ushtaim Lefanel, Va'achas Lacharab. Meaning the Mishnah didn't say anything about the brachas. So on that, Rav Chizda said, in the name of Marukva, don't make the brachas. The Mishnah didn't say. Said Rav Chizda Tzvara, you could say Krishma, why not? It's not worse than being Mavasedra, Parashas Vatzchanan, Parashas Ekev, Parashas Shlach. That's what the Parashas of Kriyashma are. But to say the bracha, that you can't just make, because a bracha could be a bracha of Atol. But here we have a Braisa. The Braisa itself addressed the bracha, and the Braisa clearly said that if you want to be Kari Mekan Ve'elach, you can, like the Mishnah said, and it continued, Avo Mevorech Ushtaim Lefanecha, Ve'achas Lachareh, says the Gemara, Tufta, Rav Chizda, Tufta, checkmate, meaning it's a Mefurish, a Braisa, that blatantly contradicts what Rav Chizda said. Ikid Amri, some had a different version of what Rav Chizda heard from Amar Ukva. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ukva, Mai Lehivsid, when the Mishnah says, Akari Mekan Ve'elach Lehivsid, what does it mean? Shlehivsid Brachas. It means that you are a Mafsid Krishma, and it also means that you were a mafsid the brachis. Tanya nami hachi. If that's the case, this braisa that we brought in the first lashon of the Gemara to contradict Rav Chizda said here, where Rav Chizda saying fakert that you can make the brachis after this man kriyishma, the braisa is going to be a raya. Ramani said, if somebody says Kriyishma Bismano, meaning you say Kriyishma at its appropriate time, it's more chashav than even learning Torah. So learning Torah is the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But Godol HaKoyre Kriyishma Bo'inasa, Yoiser Meha Oisek B'Toyra. How do you know that? Because Midik Tani, HaKoyre Mikan Ve'elach Lehivsid, Ka'adam HaToyra B'Toyra, Michlal the Koyre Bo'inasa Adav. Rav Mani was Medayik the Mishnah. He was Medayik the Braisa. It sounds like if you miss Man Kriyishma, okay, you could say Kriyishma and you'll get Schar. Not the real Schar, but Kikoyre B'Toyra. What do you mean? If you're Kikoyre B'Toyra, then really you're even getting more Schar, because there's nothing greater than learning Torah. So it's mashma that if you would say Kriyishma Bezmano, it would even be more chashuv than being Kikoyre B'Toyra. Zok the Mishnah weiter. And this next Mishnah is a classic. And really this next daf, Masechtas Brachos, daf Yod Aleph, is not an agadata daf, but it's more of a sugya daf, and there's so much here. I mean, it's another daf of Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba. And we'll try our best just to at least get a toyam neho of the daf that we're about to learn. Bishamay Yemer Bishamay says, but erev at night, kol adam yata v'yikra. So when it comes time to say Kriyishma at night, you should lie down and say Kriyishma. Ubabayker, and when you say Kriyishma in the morning, yama, you should stand up. Shenemar, the pasuk says, uveshach b'cha uvkumecha. The Torah says you're supposed to say Kriyishma twice. Pamayim be'ahav, every single day. But it doesn't say bo'erev u'baboyker. It says b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. So Beis Shammai took it very literally. B'shach b'cha, at night, you should be saying Kriyishma lying down. Uvkumecha, and during the day, you have to be standing up. As if to say, according to Beis Shammai, if you would say Kriyishma shal arvis, you're in shul, you're up to Kriyishma, everybody lies down, right? That's what it sounds like took place in Beis Shammai's Bes Medrash. Everybody would literally lie down, that's the way you say Kriyishma. And if you don't do it that way, it's a problem. It's like Hifsid Ka'adam HaKoyre B'Toyra. but you're not going to be yoitza the mitzvah of Kriyishma. Kriyishma shel shachris, everybody stood up. You couldn't be sitting. You'd have to stand up in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma, and you'd have to say Kriyishma. Beisul Oimrim, Beisul says no. Kol Oidim Karib Ladark. You could say Kriyishma however you want to say Kriyishma. Shenemar uvelechtecha baderech. Because it's true, Beisul Tol Beishamai. It says Beshachbecha uvkumecha. But it also says Beshiftecha beveisecha. It says uvelechtecha baderech. Meaning, you could say Kriyishma however you want to say. If you're home, if you're traveling, you're traveling. You're not necessarily lying down or just standing straight. You're traveling, and that's also okay as it relates to saying Kriyishma. So Beisul Tol Beishamai said, why then did the Torah say Beshachbechovkumecha? Why then? Didn't it just say Ba'erev Ubaboyker? Because there's a halacha that we learn from that word, meaning the Zman Kriyishma. That is the Shosh of Neyadim Shaykhvin, Ubishosh of Neyadim Oimdim. Zman Kriyishma Shal Arvis isn't necessarily the whole night. And Zman Kriyishma Shal Shachris is certainly not the whole day. Nobody holds you can say Kriyishma the whole day. Why not? It's because it's learned out from Bishach Becha Uvkumechas, and not the physical nature that the person has to be in at the time that he's saying Kriyishma, but rather it's the Zman Kriyishma that's learned out from the fact that the Torah chose words b'shach b'chavuv kumecha rather than the more conventional words of night and day. Omer Rabtarfin, Rabtarfin said, "Ani yisi baba derech. I was once traveling, but taste because kiddem b'shamai, and I wanted to be machmer like b'shamai. V'sikanti b'atzmis, I lie down and I said Kriyishma, and listim came and they almost killed me. And he runs into Beis Medrash and he says, Chevri, you're not going to believe what happened. I almost died. Why? Trying to say Kriyishma like b'shamai. Omer Ulai. So the Olam told Rabtarfin, "Kidai ho yisalach b'atzmecha." That you should know you deserved to have died. Shavartal divrei Beisilil, because you violated what Beisilil said. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Freak the Gemara. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Beshamei and Beisilil, Beshachbecha uvkumecha. It says in the Torah you're supposed to say Kriyishma, Beshachbecha uvkumecha. It doesn't say at night or and at day. So what are those words coming to teach me? Beshamei says Beshachbecha means that Kriyishma shal arvis, you have to be lying down. Uvkumecha means Kriyishma shal shachris, you're supposed to be standing up. Beisil says Beshachbecha uvkumecha is coming to teach me the Zman. Bezman shebnei Adam shoichvin, ubezman shebnei Adam coming. And then Beis Hillel went and he told Beis Shammai, I have a right that I'm right. Because according to you, Kriyishma shal arvis, you have to be lying down. Kriyishma shal shachris, you have to be standing up in one place. It says b'shiftecha b'veisecha. It says uvelechtecha v'aderech. It sounds like you could be in any situation. Zochting mar bishleim beis Hillel. Come afarshi tamayu. The time of the Beis Shammai, they explained their shita. And they explained why they're not impressed with what Beis Shammai said. Beis Shammai's raya was from the Shach B'chov Kumecha. They had a raya that they're right. The raya that they're right was because what is Uvlach Tachva Derech? I mean, El Beis Shammai, my time of the Amr Kvesel. Boy, the Beis Shammai not hold like Kvesel. Amr Kvesel, Beis Shammai held. And Kain, Neymar, Krabba, Boiker, Uba, Erev. If all the Torah wanted to tell me from the Shach B'chov Kumecha is this man, the Torah could have told it to me in another way. Bizman Shev Ne Adam Shoichvin, Ubizman Shev Ne Adam Kamen. As it is, it's a very ambiguous man. That's why you have all the different shitas in the Tanakh. I'm trying to figure out what it even means. So just say it simple. Say boiker ube'erev. May b'shach b'cha uvkumecha b'shach shchiva shchiva mamish u'b'shach kima kima mamish. Literally at night you have to be lying down and during the day you have to be standing up. U'v'shamay hayu v'lachtecha b'derech mayavadu. What does B'shamay do with the words u'v'lachtecha b'derech? Meaning B'shul says u'v'lachtecha b'derech, that teaches me that you don't have to be lying down, you don't have to be standing up. Any form that you're in, any state that you're in at the time that you say Kriyishma, whether it's Arvis or Shachris, you could be Yotz. What does Bishamai do with the words Uvlachtecha v'aderech? Umi boilei l'chidetanya, v'shivtecha v'veisecha. They use it for the following braisa, and this is another classic. Prat lo'oisik b'mitzvah. The words v'shivtecha v'veisecha teach us that if somebody's in the middle of doing a mitzvah and now it's man Kriyishma, it's okay. You continue doing your mitzvah, you don't have to say Kriyishma. Why? Oisik b'mitzvah, patam era mitzvah. Uvelechtecha v'aderech teaches me, prat l'chason, a chason who is getting married, it's at the leil of his chasana, he doesn't either have to say Kriyishma. Mikan omra, koinus is a basula pater. If someone marries a basula, he's pater for saying Kriyishma. That's why amana chayiv. If somebody marries an amana, he's going to be chayiv. Meaning, Beis Shammai says that b'shiftecha b'veisecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech is coming to teach me, the halacha is of oisik b'mitzvah, patam era mitzvah. Now the primary source of the sugya oisik b'mitzvah, patam era mitzvah, is a mesecht sukkah, Dav Chafei. But really, this Gemara that we're about to learn is almost verbatim that Gemara Sukkah Chafei. So we're about to learn the source to the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah patam era mitzvah. Beis Shammai says it's learned out from this pasuk. B'shiftecha b'veisecha uvlechtecha v'aderech. And he gave two examples of Oisik b'mitzvah. Number one, b'shiftecha b'veisecha prat l'Oisik b'mitzvah uvlechtecha v'aderech prat l'chasa. Now, why would a chasa be parted from saying Kriyishma? So Rashi says it's also because he's an Oisik b'mitzvah. He's Oisik in the be'ilas mitzvah. So if it's also because he's an Oisik b'mitzvah, what do you need two pesukim for? V'shiftam chayim secha, prat lo'isvich b'mitzvah. Uvelechtecha v'aderech, prat v'chassim. There's a lot of mitzvahs. So why then are we emphasizing chassim? Says Rashi, because the classic Isaac b'mitzvah is you're physically doing a mitzvah. I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So if you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, Isaac b'mitzvah, patim ena mitzvah. The chassin is not physically involved in doing a mitzvah the whole night of his chassana. Rashi says he's tarred b'mitzvah. He's tarred b'mitzvah because he knows he has to do the mitzvah and it's preoccupying him. And as a result, he can't think clearly. And it's for that reason he's patim from Kriyat Shema. But I would have thought that being that he's not physically involved in the mitzvah the whole night, who said you should have the p'tor of oisik b'mitzvah patim ena mitzvah? So that's the chiddush b'shiftecha b'veisecha prat l'oisik b'mitzvah uvelachtecha b'aderech prat l'chasim. But the point is that prat l'oisik b'mitzvah and prat l'chasim both mean the same thing. They both mean oisik b'mitzvah patim ena mitzvah. Chazal had to reveal it to us in two phases because had I only know prat l'oisik b'mitzvah, I wouldn't realize that a chasin on the night of his chasana has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah. Kamash Balani has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah. But the p'tur of a chasin is the same as the p'tur of a regular oisik b'mitzvah. It's oisik b'mitzvah patim ena mitzvah. But the Gemara says, my mashma. I hear this is all very nice. Oisik b'mitzvah patim ena mitzvah. But where do you see that in the pasuk? B'shiftecha b'veisecha uvlechtecha v'aderech prat lo isik b'mitzvah amar papa ki derech. Oh, we learn it similar to a derech. Ma derech reshos. I've called reshos. This person that's b'lechtecha v'aderech, he's probably traveling to work. I don't know, he's going home. He's doing a mitzvah? Probably not. And being that he's probably not doing a mitzvah, so you see that the only time you chayv in Krishma is when it's similar to derech, which sounds like you're doing a dvar reshos. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? Milo yaskid the gazel dvar mitzvah. Maybe you've lacked the chav derech means he's going to do a mitzvah. And still the Torah says you have to say Krishma. So how do you see you've lacked the chav derech? Davka a person that's being oisik with dvar reshos, only he has to say Krishma. So the Gemara says you're right. I hear it. It has nothing to do with derech. The point is, emkein lichtei v'chav b'sheves. Uvaleches, my b'shifticha, uvalechticha. So says the Braisa, b'sheves didach, uvaleches didach, hu de mechayves, ha de mitzvah p'tiris. It's not from the word derech, it's b'shifticha, uvalechticha, your personal thing that you're busy with. It's only then you have to say Kriyishma. But if you were involved in a dvar mitzvah, you wouldn't have to say Kriyishma, because oisik b'mitzvah is patim ena mitzvah. Yehachi freitik ma, filo koinus zalman anami. So why did the Braisa say, what's the difference between a besula and a amana? The be'ila rishayna you would think is a bilas mitzvah. So if it's a bilas mitzvah, so why only the besula and not the amana? So the Gemara says very simple, because hay tarid, the hay loy tarid. Really, you're not doing a mitzvah. The chasin, the whole night of the chasin, he's doing the mitzvah. The bila is going to be a mitzvah. Right now, he's not doing a mitzvah. Why is he pater now? Because he's tarid. So if someone's kindness is a besula, he's tarid. Rashi said he's concerned about the besulim, and as a result, he's not sure that he'll be able to do the mitzvah. So it's for that reason, there's an element of tirda. But someone that's koinus and almanah, she doesn't have besulim. So being that there's no tirda, so there's no reason that he should be potter. So the Gemara says, aha. So he's saying that uvlechtecha v'aderech, prat l'chasin, is related to tirda. If that's the case, afilu tavas finasai, bayam nami, that if somebody is dealing with a tirda, you know, he just had a financial loss, and he's very, very tarred, he's potter from Kriyat Shema, any person that has a hard day should be potter from Kriyishma. Meaning, you're telling me that the chassin is potter because he's tarid with the psulim. Okay, there's other reasons a person could be tarid. So any person that is dealing with a situation should be potter. It says the Gemara b'chitei machinam. You'll say, yeah, maybe. Maybe you have a hard day. You don't have to admire it. But the Gemara says, I love Amar Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. Avil chayi b'chol ha-mitzvah zavur ispetayra. An avil, who's the quintessential mourner. He is having a hard day. He's poshit ba'avelus right now. And the halacha is that he's chayv in all mitzvahs with the exception of tefillin. Now, how do you know he's poshit from tefillin? Shenemar, because the pasuk says pe'er. Tefillin is called pe'er. And shenemar pe'er chachavoy shalecha. The context over there is Yecheskel perichav dalet. Yecheskel hanavi lost his wife. And Hashem came to Yecheskel and he told him that, you know, ordinarily if somebody loses a wife or a relative, he mourns. I don't want you to mourn. And you should not be noyik any dine avelus. And then Hashem went and he told Yecheskel what he should do, and we learn from there, Michlal hei natashemei alav, what an ordinary mourner is not allowed to do. So there are a lot of halachas that are learned out from Navi. One of them is Hilchas Avelos. Hilchas Avelos is learned out from Yecheskel. And one of the things that Hashem told Yecheskel was, pe'ercha chavoy shalecha. You should wear the pe'er on your head. And you know what he was referring to? Chazal said tefillin. So we learn from there that a tefillin, that a ovil usually is pater from tefillin. Because it was only Yecheskel that was chayiv in tefillin. But ordinarily not. But what do you see? All other mitzvahs and ovils chayiv in. Now an ovil is tar. Karet. So why is he chayiv? Why don't we say that he's like a chassan that's potter? Again, what's the kasha? The kasha is ublach to chavadarich is prat l'chassan. Mikan amru only a koynes is a besula, but not someone that's koynes and almana. L'chayra, what's the difference between a besula and an almana? The difference is that one is tarid, one's not tarid. But if it's all about tarid, if that's what this is about, if this is about tarid, afilu tava svinase beyam should be the same thing. And we know for sure it's not that way. Because even an avil who's super tarid, at the same time, he's still chayiv in all mitzvahs. So what's the difference between a koinus is a besula and a koinus is an almana? It can't be tirid, because see, tirid doesn't play a role. The Gemara says, no, it does play a role. Hasam tarid, tirid the mitzvah, hacha tarid, tirid the rishos. Really, it is about tarid, but it has to be tirda de mitzvah, as opposed to tirda de rishos. So an avil, for example, is a tirda de rishos. It's not a tirda de mitzvah. So therefore, an avil is going to be chayv in all mitzvahs. And if someone is tavis v'nas v'yam, someone had a bad day, lost a lot of money, or something really terrible happened, if it's a tirda de rishos, he's still going to be chayv in mitzvahs. A person who's tarud and his tirda is a result of a mitzvah, like the Be'ilas mitzvah, where she's a psula, so he's tarud, but because of a mitzvah, that's when you're going to be potter. So koinus salmana, maybe there's a mitzvah, but there's no tirda. A koinus is a besula, where it's a mitzvah, and it's a tirda de mitzvah. In that case, you're going to be potter. Now the next part of the Gemara, there are different gersois. The Bach has one gersa, the Tzlach has a different gersa, but either way, we'll just pick one. Ubei Shammai. Now what is Bei Shammai? What about Beis Shammai? So what does Beis Shammai do with the word derech? That's the question. I mean, we started off the sugya, we said that the makar to isim mitzvah patam and mitzvah is from the word derech. But then we clarified, derech really doesn't teach me anything. So where is it learned out from? It's b'shiftecha uvelechtecha, your personal thing. Only then you chayv in kriyishma. So what then do we use the word derech? We're going to go down this road, pun intended, and darshan this pasuk. So what do we do with the word derech? Umi bayilu prat l'shluchei mitzvah. Another important halach in the sugya of oisik b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah. And that is shluchei mitzvah. If somebody's traveling and is on his way to do a mitzvah, even if he's not physically doing the mitzvah, maybe he's not even tarud, but he's a quote unquote shluchei mitzvah. That's enough. There's an idea of shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-mitzvahs, and that's that other thing that we learn out. So again, let's just refocus. We had a machloikes min v'shamim in Bezilla. It says b'shach b'ch. It's supposed to say Krishma Pamayim Bahab. Once Bishach Becha, once Uvkumecha. The Shammai was bothered. Why did it just say Be'erev Ubabiker? What does it mean Bishach Uvkumecha? Must be that at night, Be'erev, it should be Bishach, but you should be physically lying down. In the morning, it should be Uvkumecha. You should be physically standing up. Beisol said, no, I disagree. Bishach Becha just means Dizman. Uvkumecha just means Dizman. Bisman Shabbat Adam Sheikhvin, Ubisman Shabbat Adam Kamen. It says, Bezilla, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because it says, Uvelechtecha Vaderech. And it sounds like you could say, Krishma, Uvelechtecha. Now, when you're Uvelechtecha Vaderech, you're not Beshach Becha, you're not lying down, you're traveling. You're also not Uvkumecha, you're not standing still. You're Uvelechtecha. So, Uvelechtecha Vaderech said, Bezilla, is a riot that I'm right. That there's no din that physically you should be lying down, there's no din that physically you should be standing. What did Beshamai say? Oh, Uvelechtecha Vaderech, that's a whole different sugya. That's Sukkah Dav Chafet. That's the sugya of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patim and Amitzvah. From that sugya, we learn a whole bunch of different halachas. In fact, three halachas. If you're middle doing a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, patam and amitzvah. If you're tarid b'dvar mitzvah, like someone who's marrying a besula, you also. If you're shluchei mitzvah, you travel, you're on your way to go do some big mitzvah. Even then, you're going to be patam. Meaning, I learned the halachas of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and amitzvah. Uvelach tuchav aderech tells me nothing about how you're supposed to say kriyishma. Says the Gemara, ubesil. Okay. I hear, nice taino. What does Bezalel hold? Amri, memeilu, shma amirad, afilu b'derech nabikar. Bezalel says, I agree. I'm maskim to all your drashas, Beis Shammai. But at the end of the day, ein mikra yoytze v'dei pshutai. And it sounds like the Torah says, you can say kriyishma, uvelechtecha v'derech. And when you're uvelechtecha v'derech, you're not lying down, you're not standing up, and as a result, says Bezalel, this is the halacha that I know that it's not necessarily lying down at night, and it's not necessarily standing up during the day, but you can say kriyishma in any way. Either way, before we go vaitan, the Gemara is going to elaborate on this machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, just one haaretz. Again, we just learned the Gemara about oisik b'mitzvah patam and amitzvah, which is just one short haaretz. And that is, we saw that oisik b'mitzvah patam and amitzvah, really, the Gemara presents in three phases. I'm physically in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Number two, I'm tarav b'dvar mitzvah, koinus avasula. And number three, I'm a shluchei mitzvah. Now, this idea of shluchei mitzvah being pturim and amitzvah is a mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Masech Pesukah Dav Chaf Hey that preempts the whole sugya of Oisik B'mitzvah Patur B'mitzvah. The Mishnah says, very short Mishnah, Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim in Asukah. So Shluchei Mitzvah are all Patur in Asukah. Says Rashi, what's an example of Shluchei Mitzvah? Holchei B'derech Mitzvah, someone that's on his way to do a mitzvah, Kigoyin, Lilmoy Torah, on his way to Yeshiva,
Or ulahak bo pnei rabbi, he's going to see his rebbe. Uvliftei shvuyim, or he's going to do a really, really big mitzvah. He's going to do the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So Rashi gives three examples of what shluchei mitzvah: lil mei Torah, lahak bo pnei rabbi, uvliftei shvuyim. All three of these categories of shluchei mitzvah are pturim in a sukkah, and not only sukkah, they're pturim from all mitzvahs, because oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, and one category of an oisik b'mitzvah is if you're a shluchei mitzvah. I saw in the shiurim from Rebbe Yashiv, he asked a very, very stark gara. That it's interesting that Rashi gave us an example of shluchei mitzvah, someone that's on his way to learn Torah. He's on his way to a shir, chavrusa, yeshiva. That's called shluchei mitzvah because he's lomay Torah. The reason it's so interesting is because the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Vav, Siv Katan Yud Ches. So this is in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, shokul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is shokul keneged all the mitzvahs. The most chashiv mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. Ha-yilofan ha-vasiyas mitzvah ve-Talmud Torah. If a person was in the middle of learning Torah, and now all of a sudden a mitzvah presented itself to him. If somebody else could do the mitzvah, you continue learning and let the other person do the mitzvah. But in love, if there's no other person that could do the mitzvah, what are you supposed to do? Yaseh ha-mitzvah, do it. V'yachsel v'teirasai, close your Gemara, go do the mitzvah, and then come back to your learning. L'chura, at first glance, this halach is a pella. Why? This is the classic example of an oisik mitzvah, batam and a mitzvah. A person sitting and learning. And while he was sitting and learning, a mitzvah presented itself to him. What's the halacha? If someone else could do it, wonderful. Talmud Torah can get kulam. Don't stop learning. What you're doing is for sure more chashiv than that. Whatever that is, what you're doing is better. But if no one else could do the mitzvah, yasa ha mitzvah v'yachsel l'teirasei. Then you have to do the mitzvah, and then afterwards you go back. So if it's my kriyishma, for example, you're not going to have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah. Nobody could say kriyishma for you. So that's an example of a mitzvah that nobody could do for you. He can do it for himself, that other person, but not for you. So it sounds like if I'm in the middle of learning, I'm physically being oisik b'mitzvah, you would think that's the highest level of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. I'm physically in the middle of doing the mitzvah. There's no halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yashin, yet Rashi says in Sukkah Chaveim and Aleph, what's an example of a shluchei mitzvah? He's on his way to learn Torah. If I'm in the middle of learning, I don't have the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. How could it be if I'm on my way to yeshiva that I would have the halach of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah? That's Rabbi Yashin's aura. They bring it in the Shi'uri Rebbe. There's a sefer called Shi'uri Rebbe Yashin on the Sechdes Brach. It's a fat sefer. It's a beautiful sefer. So they bring a lot of kashas that they ask Rabbi Yashin, and ha'aras Rabbi Yashin spoke out when he said Shi'uri Masechdes Brach. So in the Shi'uri Rebbe Yashin, they have this ha'ara, a fast start. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. So why is there no oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah Talmud Torah? Any mitzvah, there's oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. Talmud Torah, I mean, it's counterintuitive. It's the greatest mitzvah in the world. How's it possible if I'm in the middle of learning, there's no oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah? So if you look in that goyis of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, it's one line. He says, "I am betshuva is called Ben Levi, bechedushim al l'shoynos beram and perikim al alocha dal mihilchas Talmud Torah." He just says, "Ayin shon." So from Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Ayin shon." Ayin shon, you want to listen. And in that tshuva of the Koyel ben Levi, he asks this kasha. He says, Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah tshuva, every mitzvah. So why would there be no halach of Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah from Talmud Torah? So he says something amazing. He says, what's Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah? In the classic example, I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So I'm physically in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Right now, I'm in the middle of saying Krishma. I'm Oisik b'mitzvah, right? I'm holding by the Shinantam. I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. And now another mitzvah presents itself. So there's halacha. Oisik b'mitzvah is going to be patam and ha-mitzvah. He says, when it comes to Talmud Torah, you're never in the middle of the mitzvah. You know why? Because every single word of Torah is another mitzvah. When a person sits down and learns for an hour, he just did the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for an hour? No, every word is another mitzvah. So as I'm learning, I'm always starting a mitzvah and finishing a mitzvah. Starting a mitzvah, finishing a mitzvah. I'm never in the middle of the mitzvah. So says the Tshuva's called Ben Levi, it doesn't pass Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. Because Oisik b'mitzvah means I'm physically in the middle of doing the mitzvah. I'm never in the middle of doing the mitzvah. So it's always going to be a situation where, should I say Kriyishma or should I learn another word? And be Mekayim mitzvah. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, I am the Tshuva's called Ben Levi. Rabbi Kiva Eger obviously liked this chiddush. That's why he said, I and Sham. He said, by Torah, it doesn't pass Oisik. You're of course Torah would have Oisik b'mitzvah. If you have Oisik b'mitzvah by every mitzvah, why wouldn't you have it by Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Tulam? But he says, technically speaking, it's never Negeya, because every word of Torah is another mitzvah. If every word of Torah is another mitzvah, you're never physically in the middle of learning Torah. Zok de Gemara. Zok de Rai. Tana Rabbanon. Beis Hillel. Oimrim. very good. You could say Kriya Shema standing, Yoishvim Mekayim sitting, Umatim Mekayim, you could be lying down, Holchem Baderech Mekayim, you could be traveling, Oisim B'Melachtam Mekayim, you could be in the middle of work, meaning Beisol Shita is, you could say Kriya Shema however you want, not necessarily B'Shach B'Chov Kumechu Meisav Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shayim Mesubim Mekayim Mecha, there was a story with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shayim Mesubim, maybe in Bnei Brak, but they were B'Mekayim Mecha. Rabbi Shmuel Mutav, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zakum. So Rabbi Shmuel was lying down and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing. Kibitchi, here's my Kriya Shema. It came time to say Kriya Shema. This is at night. Say hita Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar, who was standing, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lied down to say Kriya Shema. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon lied down to say Kriya Shema. Here in the price, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He lied down to say Kriya Shema like Bishamai. Vizakif Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel went fakir. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down. Rabbi Shmuel got up. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turns to Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Yishmael Achi, Yishmael, my brother. I'm going to explain to you what you just did with a mashal. Mashal echash, I'm going to come from a godol. There were two people, and one person goes over to his friend, he complimented him on his beard. He says, you have a very, very nice beard. Amalei said, really? He said, yeah, can I get that mashchizim? Bring the shaver. I'm taking it off. He says, I understand. I was standing the whole time, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and you were lying down. So I complimented you. You're right. I lie down like you. Atazok after I say you have a nice beard, so you shave. I don't understand. I'm a lie. So he told him, no. The fashtes this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I need your sees to get the Rebbe's Hillel. The atos sees to get the Rebbe's Shammai. This is Krishma. And Krishma is a bachavish Shammai. How are you supposed to say Krishma at night? You're supposed to be lying down or standing up. So I purposely got up because I didn't want to do Be'ez Shammai. V'loyoy, not just that. And Elashem, Yira, Talmidim, Yikba Lachal Deris. I was afraid Talmidim are watching. They're going to see me and you lying down. Praving Be'ez Shammai, that's not a good thing. What's that second piece? He said, very simple. Because V'chitem Be'ez Olami Islu Matin. Really, what was Rabbi Shmuel's taina? I can't lie down? You're allowed to lie down. What Be'ez Shammai, what Be'ez Olami say? Oimdim V'koirin, Yoishvim V'koirin, Matin V'koirin, Holchum V'derek V'koirin, Oisim V'mlachtim V'koirin, you can do whatever you want. So why is it a problem? I don't have to get up. So he said, that's true. But hani mili de matavas me karo. But over here, kivan dad hash to have the zokiv hash to muta. I would have stayed lying down, Rabbi Shmuel said. But as soon as I saw you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as soon as I saw you lie down, so then I was worried. Because if I'm going to remain lying, and you went proactively and lie down to say Kriya Shema, Amri, people are going to say, Shema minoke beishamai svirlu, that the halacha is like beishamai. And then I'm worried about Shema yira tamid if you go halacha l'dayis. It's not true, because halacha is not like beishamai. Halacha is never like beishamai. The halacha is like beishamai. Look, we're talking Rabbi Yecheskel. Also, give me beishamai. Also, give me beishamai. Also, if someone goes like beishamai, it's yoitza. If you go like beishamai, your yoitza is what? Rabbi Yosef says, also give me beishamai, loy also v'loy klum. If a person does Kriya Shema like beishamai, he's not going to be yoitza. The Tanan, how does he know that? Learned from a Mishnah, Mishnah, you're Roshav Ruba, Sukkah, Shulchan, but Sechabai, from a different Machiz, Shulchan, Bissil. The Machiz over there was, if somebody was Roshav Ruba in a Sukkah, and his table was inside his house. So it's Machiz, Shulchan, Bissil, whether it's okay or not okay. Bishami, Poislin, U Beisil, O Machshir. Bishami says it's a problem. Beisil says that it's okay. Omer, let me Bissil, Bishami, Bissil, to Bishami. Maisa, there was a story, Shahoch, Zigdi, Bishami, Zigdi, Bissil, Lavakis, Rabbi Yechim, and Achoranis. They went to be Mavaka Choylo. These were Zkane from Bishami, Bissil. They went to see Rabbi Yechim, and Achoranis, Mitzau, and they found him, they didn't say anything. So the Talmidim of Beis Shammai said that isn't this Amalei Beis Shammai Beis Shammai? So this is a raya that's the halacha. Amalei says Misham rayas Beis Shammai told Beis Shammai. Af him Amalei Keno Yisanoig like Kiyamta Mitzvahs Sukkah Miyomecha. No, just the opposite. That wasn't the story. The story was that they told him if this is what you did, you're not yoitza. But what do you see from here? You see from here that when it comes to Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's not just a question of, it's not optional, but if you get it wrong, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, there's some obvious ha'oris here, we're going to get to this later. Reb Nachum Ba'Yitzchak, Oma, also give Beis Shammai chayav misa. Reb Nachum Ba'Yitzchak ratcheted it up one level. He said, not only is it not okay to go like Beis Shammai, but if somebody goes and he lies down to say Kriya Shema at night, like Beis Shammai, he's chayav misa. How do I know that? It's a Mishnah. That's not. I'm a Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said, "Ani o yisi baba derech." I was once traveling. If he tasted liquor, give him Beis Shammai, and I lie down to say Kriya Shema like Beis Shammai. If he's kanti ba'atzmi, but now listen, and I put myself in a state of sakana. Amrulai, and when he told it, Beis Medrash, what they tell him? You see from it that if someone goes and he paskins for himself, he acts like Beis Shammai. Not only is it not okay, but he's going to be chayim misa. Again, we'll get back to this. Let's just finish the daf. So the Mishnah weiter. B'shachar mevorech shtayim lefanev achas lachar. So if shifting our attention, albeit subtly, from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema to the halachos of Birchos Kriya Shema. So when we say Kriya Shema in the morning, we preface Kriya Shema with brachos, both before, and then we say Kriya Shema afterwards as well. So you have Yishtabach, Kaddish, and Baruchu, and then you have brachos at night as well. Amar Varovim, Mahavas Olam. So those are the Birchos Kriya Shema. So what's the source that you need Birchos Kriya Shema? It's a Mishnah. B'shacha mevarich shtayim lefanecho. You have two brachos that you have to say in the morning before Kriya Shema. V'achos acharei, one afterwards. U'ba'erev, and at night, mevarich shtayim lefanecho. Two before, u'shtayim la'acharei, and two after. So v'shachris, what are the two before? So you have Yoitza Ma'oirois, then you have a Hava Rabba, a Bechav Am Yisrael B'Yahava. And what's the bracha you say afterwards? Tzur Yisrael, which ends Gal Yisrael. So you have the two brachas before, and you have the one bracha afterwards. But Erev, you have Shtayim Lefonel, so you have Hamarav Aravim Oyev Am Yisrael, and then you have the two afterwards, you have Gal Yisrael, and you have Hashkiveru. Now we also say Baruch Hashem Yoylam, but that's already a Takaras Chachamim, that's not Me'ikar Adin. Says the Mishnah, Mokim Sha'amru Laharich, Einer Rashoy, Achas Arucha, V'Achas Ketzara. As it relates to the two brachas that you say after Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, one is a longer bracha, Emes Ve'amuna is longer, one is Ketzara, Hashkivenu is shorter. Mokim Sha'amru Laharich, in general, as it relates to brachas. So the Mishnah is digressing. As it relates to, we're talking about Birchas Kriya Shema, but as it relates to brachas in general, sometimes you have longer brachas, sometimes you have shorter brachas. So anytime the din is longer, Einer Rashoy Lekatzer. If the din is Lekatzer, Einer Rashoy Laharich, Lachtoim, some brachas end with Baruch Atah Hashem. So for example, Yoytzer Oyru Vori Choshech, Oyser Shalom Vori Yasakoyl, that's the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning. And how does it end? Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoytzer Amor, it's the same bracha. It starts off Baruch Atah Hashem, and it ends Baruch Atah Hashem. So you chosem with Baruch Atah Hashem. You don't just start with Baruch Atah Hashem, you also end with Baruch Atah Hashem. What's a classic example of a bracha? You don't end with Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Sha'akol Nehyeh V'Dvarei. So you start, you don't say again Baruch Atah, right? It's a short bracha, and it's also a bracha that you're not chosem. So these things are with a cheshbon. It's not just indiscriminate, it's not random. So if you have a bracha where Chazal said lachtoy, then you have no right to not be choisim. Shaloi lachtoim. If the way the Chumash Masechta with the bracha was not to conclude again Baruch Atah Hashem, then ainu rashoi lachtoim. Then you have no right to be choisim. Says the Gemara. So we started off b'shachar mevarich shtayim lefanel. My mevarich. What are the two brachos that you say in the morning before Kriya Shema? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Oshia, Yoitzer Oir uvoire choishach. So Gemara says, why do you say Yoitzer Oir Uvoirei Choshech? Shouldn't you say Yoitzer Oir Uvoirei Noiga? Now what's Noiga? Noiga is darkness. Just like Choshech is darkness. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why say Noiga versus Choshech? So apparently Noiga is a little bit of a finer word than Choshech is. And there's an idea that the Chachamim, if they can pick a word that's a little more fine and a word that's a little bit more aggressive, we pick the finer word. So Choshech and Noiga, it's a subtlety, but apparently Choshech is Choshech, it's Laila, it's Golos, it's darkness, it's Ungesetz. That's what Choshech is. Noiga is a little finer, it's almost it's subtle. But the point is that Freita Gemara, so why Yoitzer Oyru Choshech? Shouldn't it be Yoitzer Oyru Vayru Noiga? So the Gemara says, I don't understand the question. Kiddich Sivka Amrinon, right? Nach, Yeshaya Perek Memhei. Yoitzer Oyru Vayru Choshech. This is Yeshaya Navi talking. Oyser Shalom Uvayru Ra. Ani Hashem Oyser Kaleila. So we're picking the Lashon HaPasuk, but the Gemara says, El Mayat, that's not true. We're not picking the Lashon HaPasuk. Because if we're picking the Lashon HaPasuk, Oyser Shalom Uvayre Ra, Mi Karmina Kidachsev, what did Yeshaya Navi say? He said, Yoitzer Uvayre Choshech, Oyser Shalom Uvayre Ra. We don't say Yoitzer Shalom Uvayre Ra. We say Shalom, by Akoil. Ksev Ra, Vikarina Nakoil. Why? Because Lishnamalia. Because we don't want to do every morning, we're going to start off and Birchas Kriyishma, we're going to talk about how Hashem created Ra. So, meaning, if you're sticking to the Pasuk, so say the Pasuk. You want to say what Yeshaya Anabi said in Kapitol Mem Hei? Wonderful. But we're not doing that. We're altering it. Why are we altering it? For our benefit. So, to the extent that we're already tweaking the Pasuk, and we don't want to say Ra, we want to say Hakoil, because we want to be positive first thing in the morning. That's great. But at the same time, then let's be positive. And why we say Choshech? Let's say Noiga instead. Elamai Rava. Rava said, Kidei Lahaskir Midas Yoim Balayla Umidas Laila B'Yoim. And this is a theme that's going to repeat itself. But this is the first time we have this. And that is that really in the morning, in the Birchas Kriya Shema, what we should be talking about is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoytzer Ma'ayris.
Hashem created light. And at night, what we should be talking about is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Choshech. But Chazal didn't like that. They felt it was dangerous. And the rest of the story is because there were pagans that believed that Misha Baru Yoim Le Baru Laila, or Misha Baru Laila Le Baru Yoim. Meaning, Misha Baru Ar Le Baru Choshech. And there was a concern that if in the morning we would talk about how Hashem created Yoim, and then only at night we would talk about how Hashem created Laila, it looks a little like maybe the Shtei Rishu Yois. So, literally, what we went ahead is in the morning we also mentioned Laila, at night we also mentioned Yoim to show that Misha Bara Elu Bara Elu. That's the whole point. But either way, we want to emphasize Choshech during the day because we want to make this point that we're mentioning Midas Yoim Belaila, or Midas Laila B'Yoim. It says, Bishon, Midas Laila B'Yoim. So where do you mention Yoim by Ma'ariv? What do you mean? You say it in the first bracha. In the bracha about Ma'ariv Haravim, why are you talking about Or? It's night. Oh, so you see that you're supposed to mention Midas Yoim, Midas Yoim, Midach Ma'i. Okay, so that's the first bracha. The first Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning is Yoytze Oru Vayri Choshech. What's the second? Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Ahava Rabu. Vechein Oru Lei Rabu Lazal, Rabu Dos Pirei, Ahava Rabu. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Oymrim Ahavas Oilom, Elo Ahava Rabu. Rabbanan Amri, Ahavas Oilom, Vechein Oymrim Ahavas Oilom Avtich, Alkei Meshachti Chosed. This is the Makar to the Tumen Hagim. It comes from this Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Hishkim Lishnois. Next Gemara is another classic. Person wakes up in the morning, actually, Kar Kriya Shema, Tzarech Levarach. If you didn't say Kriya Shema yet, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. If you say Kriya Shema, once you say Kriya Shema, in it Tzarech Levarach. You don't have to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. So we're going to see a lot more about Birchas HaTorah in the coming daffin. But the basic halacha everyone knows. Before you learn in the morning, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Stating that, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that's only true if you didn't say Kriya Shema yet. But if a person said Kriya Shema, it's okay to learn without saying Birchas HaTorah. Why? Shekvar Nistar Ba'ahava Rabba. Because if you said Kriya Shema, you probably said Birchas Kriya Shema. The second bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema is Ahava Rabba. In Ahava Rabba, we say B'Sein B'Lubeinu Bino, L'Havinu L'Haskil, Lil Maidu L'Lami, Lishmar V'Lasis, L'Kaimis Kol Divrei Samot Teresach V'Yah. So you mention Torah, and it's for that reason that works in lieu of Birchas HaTorah. Amar Rav Huna said, L'Mikra Tzarech L'Varech, if you're going to learn Mikra Torah Shebiksav, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. The Medrash, this is in general. If you're going to learn Medrash, so what's Medrash? So Rashi says Medrash is all the drashos. Mechilta, Sefra, Sefri, not Medrash Rabba, that's Agadotah. But the drashos, that's considered part of Torah Shebiksav. For that, you also have to say Birchas HaTorah. But I'm sorry. The mikra tzarich levarich, ule midrash ain't tzarich levarich. Rabbi Lazam, that's the next sheet. The mikra ule midrash tzarich levarich. No, you have to say birchas haTorah. The mikra medrash, because medrash is also considered tzarich levarich. It's the mishnah ain't tzarich levarich. Rabbi Yechanan, he's the third sheet. He says after the mishnah, nami tzarich levarich. No, you have to make birchas haTorah for mishnah as well. Avle talmud, sorry, for gemara you don't have to. V'rava, I'm a fourth sheet. Afle talmud tzarich levarich. Amr Rabbi Chiyah Rashi. Zimtz again. Rabbi Kimi Kamei Rav. The snuyei pirka v'sif the beirav. There were many times I was in front of Rav. I used to go hear shir from Rav. Have a mak the bekashim. He would wash his hands in the morning, ubarich, and then he would say Birchas HaTorah, Maslan, Pirk, and only then he would teach us, even Gemara, he would only teach after making Birchas HaTorah. So you see, you have to make Birchas HaTorah before you learn. It doesn't matter if it's Shabbat, it doesn't matter if it's Medrash, quote unquote, or if it's Mishra, it's Gemara, you always have to make Birchas HaTorah. My Mavarich. Okay. What is the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah? Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Hacheke Dishonu, B'mitzvayse, B'tzivonu, Lasik, B'divrei Sayer. Rabbi Yechonu, Messiah, B'hoch. Rabbi Yechonu used to say like this, Harav Na, Hashem, Lakenu, Sifis, Rasko, B'firu, Fias, Amcho, Beis, Yitzro. V'nei, Anachdu, V'tzatzainu, V'tzatzai, Amcho, Beis, Yitzro, Kulonu, Yoyde, Shemecho, The oiske sayer sech baruch ata Hashem amalam yeter lam Yisrael. Rav Nuna used to say like this: Asher bachar bano mikol ha'amim v'nasa lanu es teirasai baruch ata Hashem noisin atayr. So we have three gersois of what Birchas HaTorah is supposed to be. Asher kiddi sharam and sois is on a lasik b'divrei sayer v'harivna or asher bachar bano mikol ha'am. Amar Rav Nuna zu mu'ulu shabbat brachas. The last bracha, that's the best of all three. Hilka, but what's the bottom line? What's halacha l'maisa? Leimrunu l'kula. Being that the Gemara brought three shittas of what Birchas HaTorah is, so really there's no one in the Gemara that holds you're supposed to say all three. It was machloek is what you're supposed to say. And Rav Hamnuna said, or the Gemara is messiah, that if we're not sure which bracha you're supposed to say, it makes sense that we should say all three. Either way, this Gemara that we just learned now is a loaded Gemara. We had oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. You have Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Kriya Shema, Ahava Rabba. There's a toisvis right here, and daf yirao from the base, which is a toisvus that's afeichba the kulaba. But we'll end with one ha'ara on a lighter note, and that is as it relates to the story of Reb Tarfon. So there was machloekis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel how you're supposed to say Kriyishma. Beis Shammai said Kriyishma shel arvus lying down. Kriyishma shel shachris standing up. It has to be that way. Beis Hillel says no. You could do it b'shiftecha b'veisecho v'lechtecha v'aderech. You could do it however you want to do. What does b'shach b'kumecha mean? It's the zman. The zman is when people go to sleep. The zman is when people get up. And then the Mishnah told a story. The story with Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says, I was once traveling, and I wanted to be machmer like Beis Shammai to say Kriyat Shema lying down. So I lie down, and as I was lying and saying Kriyat Shema, listim came, and they almost killed me. And I'm lucky to be alive. And when the Chachamim heard this story with Reb Tarfon, they told him, what you don't realize is, k'day ho yisalach v'atzmecha, that you really deserve to have died for what you did. You know why? She'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. In fact, the Gemara concluded its discussion with Reb Nachman by Yitzchok said, also k'divrei Beis Shammai chayiv misa. How do you know that? This Mishnah, the Tanan, Amar Reb Tarfon. And the Chachamim told Reb Tarfon, k'day ho yisalach v'atzmecha, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. And the question is obvious. Why was Reb Tarfon chayiv misa? Why was he chayiv misa for being machmer like Beis Shammai? I mean, I understand the halacha is like Beis Shammai. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. But chayiv misa? Why would it be chayiv misa? K'day ho yisa locha ba'atzmecha to avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. So you know who asks this kasha? The Mesilas Yesharim asks this kasha. He asks it in the end of Perek Chaf. Now Perek Chaf in Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is called Mishkal HaChasidus. And the Mesilas Yesharim describes Mishkal HaChasidus as the most difficult part of being a chassid. So what's a chassid? A chassid is someone that goes lifnim mishur sadeh. The Mesilas Yesharim said the chassid is to the mitzvah saseh what the parish is to the mitzvah lois saseh. The parish doesn't just not eat nevela, he doesn't even eat meat. The chassid is the equivalent thereof when it comes to mitzvah saseh. He doesn't only do the mitzvahs that you're obligated to do, but he even goes lifnim mishur sadeh. So you would think, what's the hardest part, the biggest challenge of being a chassid? It's not so easy to go lifnim mishur sadeh. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, yeah, that's true. But there's even something harder. You know what's harder? What's harder is to know when to be a chassid and to know when not to be a chassid. Meaning sometimes a person is acting as a chassid, he thinks that what he's doing is saving the world, and in reality he's a chassid shaita. In reality, he's wrong. He shouldn't even be doing what he's doing. The Mesilas Yesharim calls it Mishkal HaChassidus, knowing how to weigh chassidus, when to do it, and when to the contrary, when the right thing to do is not to be a chassid. I think the tifkeit of what the Mesilas Yesharim is saying is based on a Gemara we just learned. Right, the Gemara said that Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't want to have children. Why? Because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Menashe was going to come from him. So what did Yeshaya Novi tell him? Why are you getting involved in Hashem's Cheshbonos? You do what you're supposed to do, and if Hashem wants you to have Menashe, then you're going to have Menashe. So that's a rule that we run with. Comes to doing a mitzvah, you can't make Cheshbonos. You're not allowed to make Cheshbonos. Even if you're tapped in like Chizkiyahu HaMelech was, you still can't make Cheshbonos. Because meaning, theoretically, there are good Cheshbonos sometimes that have to be made. But you're not allowed to. Bahadei kavshid rachman olam malach. That's the classic Gemara in Brachas Taf Yudam Aleph. But that's all when you have to do something. What if I don't have to do it? What if it's only chsidis? Oh, now maybe bahadei kavshid rachman, you have to start getting involved in. So maybe if you're Chizkiyahu HaMelech and you're tapped in, you're on the level of chasidus and you know Baruch HaKodesh, so it's not easy to know when you're supposed to be a chassid, when you're not supposed to be a chassid. And the Mitzvah Sharm gives different examples of people, of Gedoyle Yisrael, of Tanoim. Literally, the Chachmei HaTalmud that made mistakes, that they made a ta'us in their Mishkal HaChasidus. The last example that he gives is Reb Tarfon. He says, "Umay said Reb Tarfon yoichiach." You can prove this, Reb Tarfon. Shehech Merlas is Kedivre Beis Shammai. And they told him, "Kedai Yisalach Baatzmachos Shavat Kedivre Beis Silul Afal Pisha Machmer Hoyo." He said, "What's the pshat? What did he do to be Chayiv Misa?" He said, "Vezeh Sheinyan Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Silul Hoyo Inyan Kadosh Yisrael." Because if you know the history, the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Silul was a terrible, terrible deal. Mipnei Machloikis Hagdoyla Sherofso Beinayim. The Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Silul started shortly after Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni was from the darkest times in our history. We had a Beis HaMikdash, now there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. The Yidden were on the run, they were in Golos, Yavne. It was they literally thought, the Chachamim thought the Torah was going to be forgotten. And they tried doing everything they could to be Mechazik the Torah. And all of a sudden, there were two schools. There was the school of Beis Shammai, and there was the school of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai was positive that this is the way you have to keep the Torah. Beis Hillel was positive that no, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Had the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel not been resolved,
the situation was so dire that Torah probably would have became two Torahs, maybe even more. There's a Lashon of Chassam Sofer where he says the Torah was at risk of becoming Elef Torahs, meaning the whole thing, it would have been over, because a religion can't survive that way. That's what was at risk. It was literally at a point where everything was about to be completely dissolved. What happened? There was a Baskel. A Baskel came out and said, Eilu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. I'm not getting involved in who's right or who's wrong, but we need to pick a mahalach. That's what the Baskel said. That the halach is going to be like Beisilah. Says the Mesilas Yesharim. What did Reb Tarfon do? Reb Tarfon went out, he was machmer like Beis Shammai. Okay, what's the big deal? I care. You're a machmer, tovei ol bracha. But you know what the problem was? Reb Tarfon was one of the G'dayli Adar. And for someone on the level of Reb Tarfon, someone on his caliber, to publicly go and be machmer like Beis Shammai, you know what he's doing? He's undermining the Baskel. What he's doing is he's giving credibility to Beis Shammai, and that's dangerous. You know why that's dangerous? Because he's reinvigorating shit that's Beis Shammai, and now the whole religion is at risk. So says the Mesilas Yesharim, Reb Tarfon and Hilchas Kriya Shema was a machmer v'tovei ol bracha. Gewaldig. You know what the problem is? He didn't see the big picture. The big picture is that someone on the level of Reb Tarfon going ahead and being machmer like Beis Shammai, you're risky. Forget Hilchas Kriya Shema. Hilchas Kriya Shema meridik. The problem is, what about the machloi of Shammai Beis Hill? You're reinvigorating that, and that's the problem. That's where Reb Tarfon made a toys, and it's for that reason Reb Tarfon was chayiv misa. He was chayiv misa for reinvigorating Shitas Beis Shammai, for putting us again at a place of risk where maybe the Torah will turn into two Torahs. What was his mistake? It was Mishkal HaChsidus. Reb Tarfon thought in the world of Chsidus, the right thing to do was to go ahead and be machmel like Beis Shammai, and in Mishkal HaChsidus was just the opposite. The right thing to do was to be makel like Beis Hillel, simply because of the big picture. Either way, this is something over the years we've spoken about many times. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush, there's a Tesefta in Mesechtes Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin. Tesefta says as follows: Beisul said, "Magbia me'al ashulchan atzomis v'klipin." So it was Machoy B'Sham Beisul Shabbos. You just finished the Suda. So back in the day, before you had utensils and forks and knives and toothpicks, so everybody's sitting around, and you had atzomis and klipin, and literally the bones of the fish that's sitting on the table. And there was Machoy B'Sham Beisul. How do you clean the table on Shabbos? Pick up the bones. It's muktzah. So that's so simple. You're allowed to pick up the bones. So without going into the sugya, Beisul says, "Magbia me'al ashulchan atzomis v'klipin." You can pick up the atzomis and the klipin. B'Sham Beisul, you can't. Mesalikas atavla kula menar. You take the whole table and you basically throw it. Schayiv enough kilo, says the Tesefta. He didn't go like B'Shammai, not like B'Sil. I mean, he wasn't Mako like Beis Hillel, where he physically picked up the bones, but at the same time, he didn't go like B'Shammai, take the whole table and throw it out. Rather, he had some patent that he worked out. Nice. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, "And the Sinusa is Rabbi Schayiv enough kilo, sarfa as a hechel." What Bschaya did is the reason of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, have you ever heard a Medrash pleading in your life? I think this is top 10 of all time. So what Bschaya ben Avkilos did was it literally caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. At first glance, it's Sarachi and Gadol. But I'll tell you the rest of the story. That Loshoin and the Sinusay Shrub Schayiv ben Avkilos caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. That we all know. Because that's in a Gemara, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. A Gemara Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. The famous story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So there was a person, he had a friend Kamsa, and then the Shliach by mistake invited Bar Kamsa, and he threw him out, and the Rabbanim were there, and they were Meicha, and he was very upset, and he decided, "I'm going to take revenge against the Jews, my own brethren." So he goes to Rome, and he tells the Roman Caesar, "Mardu b'cha you die." He said, "Prove it." He says, "I'll prove it. Bring a carbon, you're going to see, they're not going to be mocked with the carbon." The reason is because they don't like you anymore. So as he was bringing the carbon to Yerushalayim, he gave it a mum that's a questionable mum, something that's not a mum for the Romans. They wouldn't view this as what's the big deal. But for the Yidden, it's something that you wouldn't be allowed to put on the Mizbech. And he brings, he says, "The Roman Emperor just brought this as a gift. He wants you to put it on the Mizbech." And Chum were unsure what to do. I mean, this is the Roman Emperor. He's the most powerful man in the world. So what are we supposed to do? Do we bring it or we don't bring it? So the Chachamim convened, they got together, and Sovar Rabbanu L'Kroivei. They decided they're going to take this animal that has a mum, they're going to put it on the Mizbech. It's horrible. But what are you supposed to do? Mishum Shalom Malchus. Amadu Rabbi Schayi ben Avkilos. So Rabbi Schayi ben Avkilos was there. He told him, "No way. You know people are going to say, Bali Mubim Kraven Lagami Mizbech. People are going to say that you're allowed to be makriv bal mum on the mizbech." So he said, "I hear. You know what? It's true. It's a gzeira. So we have a better idea. Let's just take out Bar Kamsa. If there's no Bar Kamsa, this whole thing goes away, right? We don't need him. We'll kill Bar Kamsa." He said, "Right there, right? You're allowed to kill Bar Kamsa." So the Gemara says, "No, you can't. You know why? Because Reb Zechariah said people will say matum mum b'kachim yehari. that he was killed, people might not know the whole story, and they'll think, Matu b'mekot, when we learned B'chayrus, we spoke about how you see how Chabra Matu b'mekot is. There was a Havamina, Ben B'nayshal Havamina, that Yechayev Misa for being Matu b'mekot. That's how people viewed it. But the point is, you can't go ahead and kill Reb Schaya ben Avkilos. So what did they do? They didn't kill Reb Schaya. They didn't bring the carbon. They didn't kill Bar Kamsa. They didn't bring the carbon. Bar Kamsa goes back and he tells the Roman emperor, I told you so. And the rest is history. Literally, from here, the Gemara starts telling the story of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, a postscript. Reb Yoichanan. Reb Yoichanan said, An v'senusa ish Reb Schaya ben Avkilos, hechrives beisenu, Vesarfa seichaleinu vehiglisanu meyarzenu. Reb Schaya ben Avkilos is the one that caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, in that Gemara, it makes sense. Because Reb Schaya played a role, a critical role in Churban Beis HaMikdash. By not bringing the carbon, by not eliminating Bar Kamsa, that one thing, the domino effect, resulted in Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Yochanan's comment makes a lot of sense. But how do you understand this Tosefta? Tosefta is talking about Muktzah. You just finished the Kiddush and you have herring bones. So what do? You pick it up, you don't pick it up, you pick the top. Hey, it's a Shaila. That caused Churban, because Reb Schaya, not like Bishamai, not like Bisul, that caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to tell me no. That's not what the Tosefta means. But we mentioned Reb Zachariah's name. So, Agavorchi, you should know. Or Reb Zachariah, you don't see Reb Zachariah ben Avkilos throughout Shas. You should. It can't be. Because the Vilna Gaon famously said that Reb Zachariah ben Avkilos was the Reish Bezdin at the time. He was the God of Ladar. This is not Shem Rishon Yirka. What? Because you mentioned Reb Zachariah's name? Oh, by the way, you want to know the rest of the story? He caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. You should just know. That doesn't sound nice. So, this is what you're mentioning over here in the Taisefta, in the Sechta Shabbos Perik Yitzayin. You're not thinking of Churban Beis HaMikdash. You're learning Hilchas Muktzah. Why would we throw that in? It's a Pella, right? But I'm going to tell you the Pshat. Is because in that same Perek Chav in the Mesilas Yesharim, when he's giving examples of people that made a mistake in Mishkal Achsidus, he gives another example. He brings an example for Reb Zachariah ben Avkilos. Which Reb Zachariah ben Avkilos? In Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Ha Bayis Hasheni, listen to this Lashon. Bayis Hasheni Chorev al Yedei Chassidus Kazeh. Asher Loi Nishkal B'Mishkal Tzedek. What a line from the Mesilas Yesharim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Mishkal Achsidus. Where? The Maisa, the Bar Kamsa, Amru. And it brings the whole Gemara. And he says, V'hu ma'asham Rabbi Yoichanan al zeh. And v'sunus ha'shab schari ha'chriv es beiseinu. V'sar v'seich aleinu. V'heglasnu bit laveinu umais. Harei lucha she'im lodum b'chassidus ha'maisa ha'shub sham levat. He says, you see how important this is. Because it caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Reb Zachariah made a toss. You know what his toss was? Where was his flaw? It was in Mishkal HaChassidus. That this Tosefta is the same exact point. What does Tosefta say? There was a Chayav B'Shamai B'Sil. And what did Reb Zachariah do? He says, I'm not going like B'Sil. I'm not going like B'Shamai. I'm going to pick my own meaning. What do you mean you're not going like B'Sil? Don't you see the big picture? You have to go like B'Sil. Because there's Mishkal HaChassidus. Zokta Tosefta an V'Sinusa Yish Reb Zachariah. It's the same an V'Sinusa. It's the same point. It was the same error. The same error that caused Reb Zachariah not to eliminate Bar Kamsa, not to be matal mum bekotchim in the Gemara Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. What was the mistake? What was the shayrish? It was Mishkal HaChassidus. It wasn't analyzing the big picture properly. That's exactly evident in Shabbos Perek Yizayin as well. Because by Reb Zachariah going and giving credibility to Shittas Beis Shammai, again, he's undermining. It's a different point. Not Churban Beis HaMikdash per se. But it's the same midah that Reb Zachariah showed in the Tosefta, in the 17th parak of Masechta Shabbos, that ultimately he showed in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, which caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. In the Tosefta, it didn't cause the Churban. In Gittin Nun Vav, it caused the Churban. But the point is, An V'Sanusai, says Reb Yossi in the Tosefta, I see right here Reb Zachariah. Because in this point, you see, he failed in Mishkal HaChassidus. What does it have to do with Mishkal HaChassidus? That's Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon was chayv misa for being machma like Beis Shammai. Why? Because of Mishkal HaChassidus. Reb Tarfon's being machma like Beis Shammai, and Reb Zachariah's being machma like Beis Shammai, or at least giving credibility to Beis Shammai, and Reb Zachariah not wanting to deal with Bar Kamsa properly was all the same thing. It's all what the Mesilas Yesharim refers to as Mishkal HaChassidus. But again, just going back to our Gemara, Reb Tarfon's chayv misa because he lied down to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvus. Why is he chayv misa? He didn't have to, but he's chayv misa. It's because of this idea that the Mesilas Yesharim refers to as Mishkal HaChassidus.